When you guys are working on, in the individual time, you're welcome to move the computers around if you like. During the meetings, we have just kind of guides there so you're not blocking the little cameras. Okay. And if you would like, when you get up to use the whiteboard, you might want to attach the little microphones to your belt or something, whatever. Okay, well, I'm recording, so you are ready to roll.
Okay. Welcome, everybody. I'm Abigail Clapham. You can call me Abby. So this is our kickoff meeting. I guess we should all get acquainted. Should we all introduce ourselves?
Hi, I'm Kiara. I'm the marketing expert. Would you like me to talk about my aims at the moment, or would you like me to just say my name and then we can talk about
it? I think we'll get on to that.
My name is Kiara, I'm the marketing expert.
Okay. I forgot to say I'm the project manager, but I think you all knew that already.
I'm Stephanie, and I am the user interface designer.
I'm Krista, and I'm the industrial designer.
So here's our agenda for today. We're going to do some tool training, project plan, and discuss. So our aim is to produce a remote control that is original, trendy, and user-friendly. And to do this, we have to, there's certain things we have to consider about functional aspects and conceptual design of the thing. So, functional design, conceptual design, and detailed design. So throughout our next couple of meetings, we'll be covering these things. So we're going to try out our whiteboard. We'll all draw our favorite animal to sum up the characteristics of that animal.
So you want us to draw it and then talk about it, or just draw it?
Both.
Okay. Yeah. Why don't we do both?
Who starts? We have to decide who starts. Yeah.
Any volunteers? We don't know what they want to draw.
I've got to think about it for a second. Does it have to be functional, trendy, and user friendly?
I don't think so.
Okay, I'll draw one. Sure, I have all of my things here. Okay, my favorite animal is, let's see, oops,
a dolphin.
Yes. I guess it has a fin on top too. Yeah. That's my dolphin.
So what characteristics do you like about your animal?
I like its tail. I think dolphins are really they're smart and they're cute and they like swimming, and that's cool.
They're graceful.
They're graceful, yeah. And they're so Yeah, they're sleek and they look intelligent, and I don't know. I guess it's the whole like binocular
I don't know how
vision thing.
That one looks.
Yeah, he doesn't look that smart. He's I don't know. In there, I think it's cool the interaction that or the things that the reasons people seem to like, you know. You get you know, people are sitting on the beach and they're like, oh, look, there's dolphins. And it's kind of like, but they're, you know, they jump around in the water and they're happy and they're mammals, but they swim.
Anybody else? I don't know, they sleep all day. They're easy to draw.
Well, I have a cat as well, but I've got the spare one. I use the spare one. But it's hard to draw.
And the pen's dying.
Of course. My legs go, but anyway, we'll do that. And the main reason is that they're pretty. I think they're very pretty and they go well with the environment and I like the way they run. And I used to be horse riding and they're just very sort of sturdy and nice animals. And I like the way they feel. So I'm thinking we should design a remote control that's water resistant, strong, and furry.
And furry?
Yeah. Cool. Like a cat.
Textile. Tactile. You're dragging a you have a tail.
Sorry about that. Moving on. Our selling price goal is 25 euro and profit aim is 15 million euro. So I'm guessing that we're not actually in Scotland or in some European country.
Sorry, can you just say that, what are our price goals again?
Selling price is 25 euro.
Okay.
Profit aim, 50 million euro.
How many should we sell then?
Anyone not a petition?
2 million. Well, it's a profit, so if a profit for each is to I'll do 4 million.
Okay.
me because I didn't actually make the slideshow. Experience with remote control. So I guess we have to reflect on our experiences with remote controls to decide what we would like to see. A convenient, practical, nice remote control. So do we have any initial ideas for how this remote control should be designed or formatted or
I think one thing is that it should be easy to find.
I was thinking that too. I think we should design something that has like a, so you can like somehow like, you always know where your TV is, so it should have a call button. I've always wanted that.
Yeah,
so like
yeah,
you can push a button on your TV. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So you should have a call button on your television to be able to find your remote control.
And even I think a little light, or even a vibrating thing. I don't know, but some because it's usually under the sofa.
Yeah.
In which case
yeah.
you're going to be but if it has a sort of signal which isn't any sound. I don't know if it's expensive maybe.
I don't
maybe call is enough, but yeah.
But like your phone even just has some it can vibrate, it can light up and make noise and I don't know.
What if I had something like just like a magnet on the back of it and you could, just to have some place to put it besides like a base,
if it had
a base.
Yeah.
Like just to have a home for it.
Yeah.
Because people just stick it on top of their TV, but the point of having a remote is not to have to walk over to the TV.
Yeah.
So
that's why it's always in the couch.
Yeah. in the couch. I don't know. It seems like though that would be hard because you're gonna be lazy anyway.
You should design couches that have remote control.
Yeah, so the project is now couches.
Even just the thing to attach it to the, if you had a pretty object to attach to the wall, but that would make it more expensive. But it's only a plastic thing.
Yeah.
Something like that. And
do you think it needs to be bigger to not lose or?
Bigger?
Not well. It needs to be sort of
hand-sized.
Yeah. I don't think you need that.
Not huge, but
definitely not.
It can't be that hard to put some kind of a noise on it.
No, it can't.
No,
or
really
like,
maybe.
Or like a light thing, I don't know.
Spaceship.
Yeah. or make it mobile so it runs around and come find you. Yeah. That would be really. I'm sure we could do that for 25 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what do we think this remote control should? 5 minutes.
Okay.
That's what we have left.
I also think though that it shouldn't have too many buttons because I hate that when they have too many buttons. And
yeah.
I mean, I know it has to have enough functions, but like. Have like 8,000 buttons, and you're like, you never use half of them.
What if, maybe a little fancy, but what if it had like a little screen so it has less buttons but it still has all the functions?
That would be cool.
Like the way your mobile phone does.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like.
So you could like, like if you have, I don't know if you have satellite, people 100 channels, you can, the way you do on your radio, that you, what do you call it?
Select.
Yeah, but you can program. So you can program like your favorite channels. So like if you had a.
But would you have a screen on the thing or would you have it on the telly transmitting the screen?
That's something you can decide.
I guess they would go together somehow. I don't know.
Because I don't know if it's expensive. If you use the telly screen, because the telly is already a screen, then you can have a programming function, really easy sort of arrow up and down. On the remote, and then use the telly as a screen.
Right.
But
I'm thinking kind of
sure something like it's not on the button, but it's telling you what to do. Is that what we want?
It's like you see those, people. I'm thinking of like celebrity cribs kind of things when like they have all these things at their house. Their entire house is so electronic, and they have like this one master control that. And it's like a handheld, like turns on everything sort of control, and it has like a screen and like So I think it should be possible to have some kind of a screen. I don't know.
Yeah.
It must be too expensive though to like hang up.
But like mobile phones have screens.
Yeah, that's true.
We have to remember our budget is $12.50 for to actually make the
Well, I guess we have to get to that later. Yeah.
Or some, if we can find out probably on the internet how it fits. Yeah, the other thing you said, that thing about robust and water.
Furry?
Water resistant.
Oh, resistant.
Yeah, but it's, I thought, spot on. Good feel, tactile. The
Probably start wrapping up. We've got some initial ideas that we can all look into and come up with some new ones for the next meeting, which will be in another 30 minutes. The industrial design, what is that? It's going to be looking more into working design, so I guess you'd be looking at that's one of the things we discussed about screen and what is the UI?
Let's see.
What does it say?
User interface design.
So it's going to be technical. I guess maybe the working design has also to do with like the physical,
technical working design.
The structure.
Yeah.
What is technical functions exactly? I don't really know what.
I guess you'd have to find out.
It's like
it does, but I just don't really. What effect should the thing have? Should it have? Okay. All right.
Yeah, like.
And working design. Okay.
Be a medium between you and the telly.
Yeah.
So.
All right. And how it works. Okay. All right. I'm on task.
Marketing. So we'll be working on the music requirements.
Okay.
So I guess that wraps it up. I'll see you all in 30 minutes. I just did.